Okay, yesterday we left off on the Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. We left off with the following Kal Vachomer. We're trying to prove, we did not have a Kal Vachomer, but we are trying to prove that if Reuven and Shimon have a dispute about how much money they owe each other, and Reuven admits, Reuven doesn't say anything. The two Adim come and say that he owes half of what's claimed. That's a similar case like Moda B'Miktas, and Reuven should be required to swear on the other half. That's where we left off. That's what we're trying to prove. That Reb Chiya said it didn't like that, and he said it's a Kal Vachomer. We ended off yesterday saying that from a case of Moda B'Miktas, which is Piv, we have no Kal Vachomer. Right? That just like by Edim, that by a Moda B'Miktas there's a Shavua, so too in the case of Edim saying half, there should also be a Shavua. No, we do not have such a... We disproved it yesterday. Now the Gemara says, Ela Isya me'ed echad. Let's bring a raya that the case of Edim B'Miktas, I'm calling it Edim B'Miktas, the Edim said, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Edim say, Reuven owes Shimon $50. Shimon doesn't say a word. Reuven says, he owes me $100. The Edim say, he owes me $50. What happens on the other $50? Does Shimon have to swear? Well, in a case of Moda B'Miktas, Shimon would have to swear. What about this case? Said Reb Chiya, yes, he has to swear, and it's a Kal Vachomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? Here's the Kal Vachomer. Ela Isya mi'Eid Echad. It's a Kal Vachomer from Eid Echad. What's the Kal Vachomer? Ma'Eid Echad. Just like one Eid. She'ein mechayiv mamon. One aid can't be mechayiv any money. If one aid says, Reuven owes Shimon $100, does Reuven have to give the $100? No. However, mechayiv a shavua, that requires Shimon to take a shavua, so aid him. Shemechayiv and also mamon, aid him, which will be mechayiv you to pay. Two aid him come and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100, he has to pay the $100. Ain't a din shemechayiv and also shavua? Shouldn't he have to pay, make a shavua? If the Edim say half, shouldn't he have to make a shavua on the other half? Good Kal Vachomer, no? No? Yeah. Says the Gemara, boy, there's a problem with that Kal Vachomer. No good. Why? Ma le'ed echad. What about an eid echad? You know why an eid echad is like that? Shekein amashu hu meid hu nishba. You're swearing on whatever that eid says. That eid says, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Only one eid. Shimon has to swear on everything the eid echad just said. But, Tomar be'edim, when it comes to edim, you're not swearing on what the edim said, you're swearing on what they did not say. Al-masha kafar hu nishba. You're swearing on what they did not say. So what? So what's the difference? So Rashi says, very hard Rashi says, b'shivua de edim she'eno nishba al-masha he'idu. You don't swear on what they testified about. They testified, you owe 50, you owe 50. Rather, Ela Amasha Lohi Ido. You're swearing on what they didn't testify. Val Kafi Rasso, on what you're denying, Hu Nishba, you're swearing. Vlo Ahada Asan, not on the testimony. You're not swearing on the testimony. Here's the key line of Rashi. Uminayin Lucha Lahachmir Kolkach. How do we know to be so machmir? Rashi didn't explain. What? We're making them Shmik Tei Shavua. So when is a case, when you're denying what the Eid Echad said, I understand that there's a Shavua. But when you're denying something that the Eidim did not say, which is the case of two Eidim by half, who said you should be so machmir and make him take a Shavua? Therefore, that Kal Vachomer, it's fine, that's a Chumrah. I mean, therefore that Kal Vachomer is rejected. It's not even Kal Vachomer, it's rejected. El Amr of Papa, says Rav Papa, Asi Migilgal Shavua De Eid Echad. It's a Gilgal Shavua, it's a Kal Vachomer from Gilgal Shavua of Eid Echad. What's a Gilgal Shavua? A Gilgal Shavua is, Rashi reminds us, we learned it out of Sota, that a case of Sota, when a Sota would swear that I didn't do anything with this man, she would also swear that I didn't do anything with any other man. Right? She would swear on all everybody. A Gilgul Shavua means I'm making you swear on claim number one. Now that you're taking Shavua anyway, I can make you swear on claim number two, claim number three, even if those claims are not this claim. And it could be we're going to see it in the base. Maybe we have a principle. What? What? Relevant claim. But don't have to, for example, we have a principle. There's no Shavua by Karka. But if you're swearing anyway, there could be Shavua by Karka. Same type of thing. We're making you swear on one Shavua. We'll make you swear. So, here's the Kal Vachomer. What? Yeah. So the we'll learn from Sota. Yeah. So the Kal Vachomer is as follows. Just like an Eid Echad. It's very Kal. Why is it very Kal? Because it can't make you pay money. But it makes you pay, it makes the Baal Din make a Shavua, right? And he's even going to make a Shavua on other things, on other claims that are not even sworn to here by one aid. Now that Reuven says, now that you're going to swear Shimon from the Eid Echad, I want you to swear that whatever happened last week, there's no testimony about that. You could do that. So then, a Kal Vachomer, that Eidim, which can be Mechayev you money, right? Certainly there should be a Shavua. Right? Eidim, that are Mechayev you money. So when Eidim say you're only Chayev half the debt, half the claim, you should have to swear on the other half. Kal Vachomer. You like that Kal Vachomer? Problem is, I'm on the third line now. Ma la Gilgul Shavua. You know what the problem with Gilgul Shavua is? The Eid Echad. Ma la Gilgul Shavua, the Eid Echad. Shekin Shavua goer Shavua. Yeah, you know why we can make you make a Shavua by Eid Echad and make you make a Gilgul Shavua? Because built into the system of Eid Echad is a Shavua. It's part of the Eid Echad story. Whenever there's an Eid Echad, you have to make a Shavua. Once we're making you make a Shavua on this Eid Echad's claim, we'll make you make a Shavua on other claims. Tomar be'edim de'mamon kamachayve. Eidim has nothing to do with a Shavua. Two Eidim make you pay money. Two Eidim have to say you pay money. There's no Shavua. It's not a fair comparison. When there's an Eid Echad, there's always a Shavua. Once there's always a Shavua, we'll make a Shavua on unclaimed, unwitnessed events. Fine. Here, two Eidim come and say, you owe half? Okay, no Shavua. Who say, oh, we'll make a Shavua. But that's because there's already built in a Shavua. By Eidim, there's no built in a Shavua. Two Eidim come and say, I owe money. There's no built in Shavua, I owe the money. It's not like a Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara says, that's not such a problem. You know why? Piv Yochiach. Being Modeh B'Mitzvahs can solve that hole. Why? Why? Because even though... Piv Yochiach, right? Even though Modeh B'Mitzvahs, that's what Piv means, Modeh B'Mitzvahs, you're admitting it on your own. Even though Modeh B'Mitzvahs, when you're Modeh on one Chelek, you have to swear on the other Chelek, right? So certainly, Eidim, who are stronger than an Eid Echad, stronger than a Modeh B'Mitzvahs, when they make testimony on one half of the claim, you should have to swear on the other half. We rejected that yesterday, but now we're going to use all of them together to resurrect it. But Ma'ala Piv, what's the problem with Piv? Shekinah B'Hachasha. Piv, a Modeh B'Mitzvahs, you can't disprove that. You can't bring Eidim to say it's not true. That was yesterday. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Eid Echad Yochiach. Eid Echad will support that. Shekin Sheyashna B'Hachasha. There is such a thing as Hachasha by Eid Echad. Right? Two Eidim come and say, what are you talking about? It's baloney. That does work. U'mechayev HaShavua. And it makes you chayev HaShavua. It's the Gemara, yeah, but Ma'al Eid Echad. What about the problem of Eid Echad? Shekin al Ma'ashameid hu nishba. But in Eid Echad, you only swear on what he testified about. Tomar be'edim shal ma'ashakafer hu nishba. When it comes to Eidim, it's not true. Eidim, you're swearing on what he did not testify about, says the Gemara. Piv yuchiyah. Modeh B'Mitzvahs will solve that. Modeh B'Mitzvahs also, you swear on what you did not speak about. Right? You swear you owe 50. You admit 50. You have to swear on the other 50. What do you have? You have a classic matzad for Chazar Adin. Lo rizeh k'rizeh, v'lo rizeh k'rizeh, hatzad ha'shava shebehen. What's a tzad ha'shava? The bottom line is, sh'al yedei taina u'kfira hein button. They're all a taina, and there's some kfira in here. And v'nishba. And there's a shavua. Afani avi edim, so too I can bring you the case of edim. Two edim come and say, he owes you $50. There's a claim, and he's kofer the other 50. And there should be a swearing. I'm sorry? Modiv mixas, he's not putter. Modiv mixas, you have to pay what you admit, and you have to swear on the rest. There's a taina, and a kfira, and a shvua. By 1-8, 1-8 comes that he owes you the money. There's a taina, there's a kfira, it's not true, it's 1-8. There's a shvua. 2-8 come and say, hey, he owes you, you claim he owes you 100, we only saw 50. It's a taina, there's a kfira, there's a shvua. Asks Tosfos, the little Tosfos of Hatzara Shavah Shebehen, second Tosfos, then Torma, wait a minute, what about Kofar HaKol Yochiach? Kofar HaKol is a whole disproof of this. Why? Sha'al Yidei Tainu Kfira Pater. I come over here and say, Mati, you owe me $100. I never saw you before in my life. There's a Taina, there's a Kfira, there's a Shvua. Right? Why doesn't it knock this whole thing out of the water? There's a Taina, a Kfira, and there is no Shvua. Answers Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar, the Bahatzara Shavah Shebehen, in everything that we're discussing, Yesh Taina Chashuva. There's a Chash of a Taina. What does a Chash of a Taina mean? It means that I have some legs to stand on. Why? Because when you admit half, you admitted that I'm half right. You agreed I'm half right. Oh, or Eid Machisho. You say it's not true? I have 1-8 in my pocket. 1-8 said it is true. I have legs. Nirid Kimishaker. It looks like you're lying. Ulakachi Shvua. This you have to be sure. I walk up to you. Where's the money you owe me? What money? What are you talking about? That's going to disprove our whole Tzara Shavah here? That's not a Chash of a Taina. What is that? This is a bold claim. We're going to have it today. That's exactly why, in the case of our Mishnah, we're going to make you swear. Otherwise, everybody would walk over to people, grab the shirt, let's go to Beis Din. Hey, you know what? You do that, you're going to have to swear. It's a bold claim, a bold accusation. Hey, you owe me money. What kind of tight is that? That's Tosa's question. That's Tosa's answer. The Rabbeinu Peretz has a fascinating different answer. He says, really? And this answer is going to disprove the entire Torah I'm about to say. But the Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. Really, a Moda HaKol should swear. He should. But the Pasuk says, Ki Hu Zeh. Ki Hu Zeh implies you're admitting something. You're admitting something. So the Torah goes out of its way to pater a Kofar HaKol. Really, he should. The Torah goes out of its way to pater a Kofar HaKol. That's Rabbeinu Peretz's answer. What? Ki Hu Zeh, only this, a little bit. Right. So ask the Panim Eros, what's Tosa's question? Kofar HaKol should disprove this whole Tzara Shavah. We never ask a Pircha from another case. For example, he says as follows, how do you know that you're not Basa B'Chalav? You're not allowed to have an offer Basa B'Chalav. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, we learned it out from Chametz and Orla. Chametz and Orla also you're not allowed to have an offer. So do, Basa B'Chalav, you're not allowed to have an offer. Ask the Gemara over there in Chulin, what about Nevela? Nevela you're allowed to have an offer from. Right? Nevela you're allowed to have an offer from. What about Nevela? You're allowed to have an offer from Nevela. The Gemara answers, that's from left field. You have to show me a reason why Chametz and Orla are different. Why are Chametz and Orla different? That only they should be Asr B'Hana. Maybe because it's only for a certain amount of time. A week later it's not. After 3 years it's not. Basar B'Chalav is Asr forever. You have to show me a reason from within Basar, within Chametz and Orla, why Chametz and Orla should be different. That's a Pircha I can't learn out Basar B'Chalav. To bring me a thing from left field from the Vela, what does that do with our discussion? A lot of things in this world are Mutar B'Hana. Most things in this world are Mutar B'Hana. So to tell me, well, the veil is Mutar B'Hana. Yeah, they eat it. But Mutar B'Hana, you can look out the Shrikhan also. You can give it to the dog. It says in the Pasuk, L'ger Sher B'Shrechet Et Nena. You can give it to the guy. If I have a reason why, in other words, in order to make a Pircha on a Tzara Shavah, you have to destroy the Pircha within the Pircha itself. What's Tosfos asking?
Well, Kofar HaKol should be a pircha.
No, it shouldn't.
You want to make a pircha? Show me why a modiv and miktas or eight echad are different and they require a shvua. We haven't been able to do that, which is why this Kavachom, well, this Tav Shavu is going to last. We haven't been able to do that. That's the question on Tosfos.
Answers the Node to Yehuda. There's two kinds of pirchas. There's a pircha where the difference is based on a pasuk. For example, nevela. There's a pasuk why nevela is different.
It says, Lagera shared with reference to that. You give it to the guy. You throw it to the dog.
There's a reason why it's different. If there's a reason why it's different, then it's from left field. But says the Node of Yehuda, there's no reason, there's no pasuk. Even though Rabbeinu Peretz said there's a pasuk, there's no pasuk why Kofar Bakol doesn't have to swear. There's no reason, there's no pasuk. We made up, a guy wouldn't have the chutzpah to be kofar, he wouldn't have such chutzpah if it wasn't so obviously, this baloney. That's our own svara. Since it's not in a pasuk, it is a valid pircha. And then Tosfos has to answer, but it's not a chashav atayna. Okay, the only problem with the whole Torah is that Rabbeinu Peretz said that kihuzeh is a pasuk. So, maybe Rabbeinu who didn't hold for that, I'm not sure, you know, whatever. Okay. Next. I mean, we're going to ask more questions on the Tzad HaShava, but it's going to stand. Ma, la Tzad HaShava Shebehen, I'll tell you another problem with the Tzad HaShava. Shekein lo huchsa kafron. The guy who's denying it, whether he's a modiv miksas or an eid echad, his denial doesn't turn him into a Rasha. Right, one eid comes and you owe $100. He says, not true. Let's say it is true. Does he become a Rasha now? Because he went against Eidim? No. No. Tomar be'eidim. What about when two Eidim come and say you owe the money, and you now deny it? You become now someone who's a denier of Eidim, and Rashi points out, now you're possible to be an aid. So it's very different. Answers the Gemara, who told you that when you dispute Eidim, you become a liar? Who told you that? If somebody denies a loan, he's kashal Eidus. Why? Because we say he doesn't have the money now, and he just wants to push him off. And so just because he's denying it, doesn't mean, by the way, if you deny it, then you are pasulatus. I asked you to watch my pen. I come back, where is it? I don't know, I never saw you before in my life. Here you are, and then I have Aiden that is sitting in your living room. Then you are considered a kofrin. You are pasulatus. That's true. We're not talking about a picadon here, we're talking about a loan. Just because I deny the loan, I'm a pasul? No, you know why I'm denying it? Because I'm embarrassed. That's all. El aparachachi. How about this kasha? Malat harachavish abehen. You know why all these are the same? It's because shekein einan b'toras hazama. None of these are under the category of hazama. There's no kasher zomam by a modeh b'mitzas. There's no kasher zomam by an eid echad. No kasher zomam by those. Gesund. Tomar be'edim. What about edim? Sheyeshna b'toras hazama. Edim has hazama. Eidim is very different, says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, halo kasha. That's not a kasha. Reb Chiya, Torah's hazama lo parach. He's not asking, don't make a percha from hazama. What does that mean? Rashi explains. What that means is, it's true, there's no formal din of kasher zamam lasos lo'achiv by an eid echad. That's true. Eid echad wanted to do this, we're going to do that. That's true, there's no such thing by an eid echad. There's still a concept of disproving him. That for sure there is. So there's no knas of kasher zaman, says Rashi, that's an insignificant difference. The fact that there's no kasher zaman, the knas of kasher zaman doesn't apply by an eid echad, that kind of difference is a big deal. There's no knas. So, to tell me that there's no din of disproving, of course there is. I could even disprove a modiv miktas if I could. Yeah, a guy admits to half. There's never going to be kasher zaman on him. That's true. That knas of kasher zaman never going to happen. But to say that he's not disproven, of course it's not true. By kasher zomam is a knas. All right, so this is a knas. Don't get so excited about that knas. So, this Kal V'chomer / Tzad HaShava stands. Now, Reb Chiya said that Kal V'chomer, or Tzad HaShava, whatever you want to call it, is the same thing as our Mishnah. And that's going to be a problem. Ella dekamar v'toni tuna. And Reb Chiya said, that idea of two Eidim coming to say that you have to pay half, that you owe half, is the same thing, and he has to swear in the other half, is the same thing as Shnayim Ochs and Batalas, where we require a Shavua. Same thing, said Ruchia. He said it yesterday. Says the Gemara, me dummy? How can it be the same thing? Okay, there's a lot of gersa changes over here. So here's how I'm going to read it. Hasam, by the case of the Adim coming to say you owe half, lemilva is leisadi. The lender has witnesses. Malve les leisadi. The malve has no witnesses. He doesn't have any witnesses. He says, it's not true. I didn't borrow 100. I only borrowed 50. I didn't borrow anything. He doesn't have any witnesses. And then the Adim says, he borrowed 50. Skip the next five words. Di'av leisadi lelove. If the lova would have witnesses, skip the next five words. Lo by Rabchiel Shnabuye. Rabchiel wouldn't require him to swear. You have witnesses that I owe 50. I have witnesses I don't. No shvua by that. Hacha, over here, kihechi danan sadi, it's as if we have witnesses. Why? I'm holding half the talis, you're holding half the talis. It's as if. There are witnesses on my, I have witnesses on my half of the talis, you have witnesses on your half of the talis. Bahai anan sadi bahai. Let me read it again. Hacha. Kehi danan sadi bahai. Anan sadi bahai. I have witnesses on my half. You have witnesses on your half. Tafilo hachi mishtabi. And we still make them swear. You hear this? You can't compare the case of Adim on a half alone to the case of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there's witnesses on both sides. In that case, there is no witnesses. The lender, the borrower has no witnesses. Only the lender has witnesses. How could you compare that? Says the Gemara, you're right, we can't compare that. Ella, ki itmar v'toni tuna, when Rav Chiya said, and by the way, I have another Mishnah out there in Shas, which is the same thing, he didn't mean it on our Mishnah. He meant it on the following case. Spent a month on this case. Tam Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya says, mana li biyadecha, you owe me $100. V'halo Omar, and the guy says back, Ein lecha biyadi ela nunzuz. I only owe you 50. And you know what? V'hilach. Here it is. He gives it to him. Is that a case of motive and mikzas? It's a machlokas. According to Rav Chiya, chayiv. He has to swear on the other half. Right? Why? My taima. Why? Hilach nami ki motive and mikzas atayna dami. Hilach is just like Modi B'miktas. You're claiming 100. Here's 50. The other 50 I don't owe you, I say. I have to swear about it.
What is the Hilach?
You'll see in a minute. V'tani tuna. And you know what? Our mission says the same thing. Shayim Oksim Batalis. Two people holding on to a talis. V'ahacha. And over here. Kivan the toughest. Since I'm holding on to half. Anan Sadi Demai the toughest. It's as if I have witnesses on my half. Which is like Hilachu. It's like Hilach. It's like, here it is. I have witnesses. Here it is. I'm holding on to my half. Here it is. Vikatoni. And what's the halacha? Yishava. You have to swear. What do you see? Even though you say hilach, you have to swear. The guy who says, I don't owe you 100. I only owe you 50. And here it is, the 50. Here it is. Here's a check right here. The other 50, I don't owe you that. I have to swear. I'm a modeh b'miktas. No? So too. Shayim oksim b'talis. I'm a modeh b'miktas on my half. But it's hilach, because here it is. I have my half. I'm holding on to it. Your modeh b'miktas in your half. What's the halacha? They both have to swear. Same exact thing. Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says, hilach is putter. If you give the guy the money, the putter will swear on the rest. Why? What's Rav Sheshes' reason? Why? My taima. Give unto amale hilach hani zuzi. Since you say, here is the money, here's the half the money, the kamodi, the gavaihu, you're admitting it right on the spot. And you're giving it to him. Kimanda nakit lahu milvadami, the inner chamishim. I'm sorry. Kimanda nakit lahu milvadami. It's as if you have satisfied that loan. Therefore, the inner chamishim and the other 50, halomodi, you're not admitting anything. Hilkach, therefore, leko das mixas ataina. There's no hadas at all. Not hadas mixas, it's hadas hakal. Why? The first the half of the loan that I admit to is as if it's no loan. Says the Meiri has two thoughts of how this works. First of all, he says, since the 50 is given, it's no longer claimed. It's no longer claimed. And if it's no longer claimed, there's no longer a claim. There's only a claim now on 50. That's 100% denied. That's Meiri's first way of looking at it. Second shot is, and Rav Sheshes and Rav Chiya have a machlokes. If ready and able to pay, means it's no longer claimed. That's one way to look at it. The Meiri says,
The whole reason why Modi B'mikvah has to swear is because we're afraid that you really want to, you really know you owe it, but you don't have the money. So you're going to say you don't owe it to push them off and you'll pay it later. And then maybe we're scared you're not going to ever pay it later. So then we make you swear. But hey, you paid half right now. The whole reason to make a Modi B'mikvah shvu doesn't apply. He gave you the check for half right now. That's the B'iri second shot. Now the Ksos has a whole lumdis. The only time you have to swear by modi b'miksas is when by admitting you are going to obligate yourself. Here, there's no longer any need for an admission because I gave you the check. Therefore, this is not the sort of admission that requires a shavua, and therefore there is no shavua. Right, either way, Rav Sheshes holds that by hilach you don't have to swear. Why? I think the Me'iris are easier because the claim is over. The claim is over, or there's no reason for the Shavua, therefore you don't have to pay. Therefore you don't have to swear. You don't have to swear. It's a kofar akol. Now, Ul Rav Sheshes kasha mi mathnithin. But isn't our Mishnah kasha Rav Sheshes? Isn't our Mishnah like hilach and yet there is Shavuas? So Amalach Rav Sheshes, yeah, you know what? Mathnithin, takanas hachamim. Our Mishnah is takanas hachamim. Why? You don't walk around to people, grab their stuff, and then say it's mine. You do that, go to Bezit and go take a shavua on a Sefer Torah. Walk around in this world, just grabbing people's things, and then it's mine. And we're going to prevent people from doing that. Therefore, we make a shavua. Is that a case of you're right. Hilach is normally putter. That's a normal case. But why is hilach in our Mishnah chayiv? Because it's a takanas chachamim. The idach. What about Reb Chiya? Right? What's the problem with Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya said that our Mishnah is, you're not swearing. What did Rav Chiya say? Our Mishnah said that, according to Rav Chiya, our Mishnah is not a case of Moda B'miksas. It's a case of Hilach. Similar idea. So therefore, what is our mission? What's this question? What's this question of Idach? That the Shavua in our Mishnah is not a Modi B'miksas? Our Shavua is not a Modi B'miksas? What is it then? It's a case of Hilach. Right? What is our... I'm sorry. Right. So therefore, what does this have to... How does this prove anything? How does our Mishnah prove anything to him? It's not a case of Modi B'miksas. That's the kasha. According to Rav Chiya, this our Mishnah has nothing to do with Modi B'miksas. So how could this prove his point about Hilach? We said, V'tani Tuna, and I have a proof that I'm right. What's the proof? Our Mishnah. But our Mishnah has nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Takanas Chachamhi, you're right. Our Mishnah, the only reason why you swear is because it's a Takanas Chacham. However, I'm a Pishlom Adaraisa, Hilach, if you would hold that Daraisa's Hilach, Chayiv, that if you have a case of Hilach, you still have to swear, then Misakni Rabbanan Shavu Ke'ein Doraisa. It makes perfect sense why the Rabbanan would have made a Shavu in our Mishnah. Why? It's very similar. But, Ella, I'mrit midaraisa Hilach Pater, but if you hold like Rav Sheshes, that Hilach is Pater, then Misakni Rabbanan Shavu Delesa Kavasei Doraisa, would the Rabbanan ever impose a Shavu that doesn't resemble Doraisa at all? They would never do that. Sheshes certainly would do that. That's the machlokas. Okay? Meisvei. Akasha on Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya holds, Hilach is chayiv in a shavua. Ready for this case? Sloim dinrin. You have a shtar. And it says in the shtar, I owe sloim. How many sloim? It doesn't say. Or dinrim. I owe dinrim. How many? It doesn't say. Doesn't say, it just says plural. You owe money. You owe dinrim. You owe slum. Doesn't say how many.
What sort of shtar is that?
It's a shtar, it doesn't say it. It's a whole discussion if it's crossed out, if it's rubbed out, if it was written on Dalach Achila. It's a whole discussion. But it doesn't say. Now, Malva Omar Chamesh. The Malva says, it should say the number 5. You owe 5 dinrim. Velova Omar Shalosh. The Lova says, no, I only owe you 3 dinrim. Okay?
That
no, I only owe you three. It only says three. The three's rubbed out. You say the five's rubbed out. I say the three's rubbed out. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omar, Hoel v'modeh b'miktas, Yishava. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, it's a case of modeh, he's claiming five, I'm claiming three. Modeh b'miktas, I'm only admitting to three, I'm denying the other two, therefore you have to swear. That makes sense, right? That makes sense. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Eino el k'meshev aveda, it's only like you're being meshev in aveda, U potter, and you're potter. I could have said nothing, but I was very nice to say, I owe you two, I owe you three. It's like a meshev aveda. The halacha is, whenever a meshev in aveda comes here to hit the wallet, so you drop the wallet in the street, you open up the wallet, what do you mean there's nothing? I had a $100 bill in here. I don't have to swear for that, I'm a meshev aveda. A meshev aveda doesn't have to swear. Says Rabbi Akiva, it's a meshev aveda. Asks the Ramban, if this is a meshev aveda, then every case of modeh b'miktas is a meshev aveda. What? What do you mean? I owe you $100. No, you don't. You only owe me 50. And by the way, I'm putter on the 50 because it's a Meshav Aveda. I don't have to swear because it's a Meshav Aveda. I'll give you the 50, but it's a Meshav Aveda. I could have said nothing. So the Ramban answers what you're trying to say. The Ramban answers, no, but there's a minimum. He owes a minimum of two. Because all plural, the minimum is two. So there's a minimum of two. So two is, right? He's a minimum of two. He owes at least two. It says Slaim. Therefore, the support in the shtar, you already owe two.
So you admitted three.
What?
So you admitted three.
Yes.
That means great.
Yes. So I'll read the words inside, because I went to Rabbi Klapholt yesterday to figure this out. Shekivan shahashtar misayelo. Since the shtar proves she'enu chayev yoser mishtayim, that you don't owe more than two, the shtar proves you owe at least two. That there can be no dispute about. There's no dispute about that. Because the minimum plural is two. Enzu ha'azah. This is not a chutzpah. Lahodos rak b'shtayim. To admit only two. What are you, some kind of hero? You're admitting two? It says in the shtar two.
But he's not admitting
what?
Two. But he's admitting three.
Right. Since admitting two is nothing, because anyway the shtar says two, admitting three means you're a meshev aveda.
Two isn't even meshev aveda.
Two is nothing.
Two
says in the thing.
It's the third coin that's
a meshev aveda. You don't have it for other cases. I ask you, where's the money you owe me? I go, I owe you half. There's no shtar. This whole amud now is going to be rooted in the fact that the shtar supports two.
In every single case that you ever have,
yeah,
as long as you're over a certain amount, you're definitely it.
No, because there's no shtar. The whole key is...
The cases that we had till now are not shtar.
Right.
You owe me money. I don't owe you that much. I only half of it.
Right.
Shtar and
that. Right. Which is why you have to throw in the other half. Says Rabbi Akiva, since there's a shtar here, when you admit to the one extra, really all you're doing is being nice to him. You're being nice to him. And therefore it's like a Meshav Aveda. It's the best I can tell you. Anyway, that's not the kasha. Ketani Miyas, listen to this. Ketani Miyas, what we just say here in this machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ho il vahoda b'miktas hataina, since you admitted part of it, yishava, you have to swear. How many did you admit to? Three. Taima, the whole reason why he makes you swear is the Amar Shalosh, is because he said three. Hashtayim, what if he would have said two? Mistama, Potter. He would not have had to swear. Right? The high star. Now this star is really very similar to Hilech. The high star, the Kamodi Bey, when he admits that he owes it, Hilechu. It's like Hilech. Why? Because we have a presumption that all stars are going to get paid. Why? Because you can take the guy's land away. Ushmamina, and what do you see from here? Hilech Potter, that in the case of Hilech, there is no Shavua. Says the Gemara, don't bring that Raya. La'olam Eimelach, that's not true. La'olam Eimelach, Shtayim Chayev. Really, I could tell you that even by two you have to swear. The high Diktoni Shalosh, so why did I come up with three? You know why I came up with three? La'fuki Medrvi Akiva. To show how different I am from every Akiva. The Amar who said, Meshav Veda Havi Potter. If Rabbi Akiva would say two, Rabbi Akiva could not deny two. If you, how could you deny two? The Shtar says plural. You can't deny two. You have to say three. You know why I said three? Not because two doesn't swear. Of course two swears. You know why I said three? Lafuka Rabbi Akiva. Now, Kamash Malan, the mode of a mikzah is a tayna havichayev. No, we're reinstating what we said. Rav Chi is right. If you're mode of a mikzah is a tayna, you're chayev. This is not a rai, even if it's hilach, this is not a rai otherwise. Says the Gemara, ihachi, fine, everything he says is all wonderful. But if that's true, then Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ho'il v'hoda mikzah tayna yishava, that since you're being mode of a mikzah, you have to swear, you know what he should have said? Af ze yishava miboyale. He should have said, even if you're modif, even if you're denying three, you have to swear. If you deny two, you also have to swear. And even if you deny three, you have to swear. It doesn't say that. It says you're only denying, you have to swear. Not even to have to swear. So your whole analysis is all wrong. Because it should have said, by two you have to swear, even by three you have to swear. Since it didn't say even by three, it's mashma only by three. And we know that can't be his pshat. Ella, a whole other way of relearning it. Laolam, shtayim pater. Really, two, you'd be pater. But, the hilach chayev. Hilach still chayev. Rav Chiya says, I still hold that hilach is chayev. Why would you be pater here on two? Very simple, I said it before. For shiny hach, here it's different to come misayile shtara. Because you have a shtar that supports it. The shtar says two. Yishkoyach, you're admitting on two. Well, what kind of hero are you? It says two in the shtar. You don't have to swear on that. Normally, in a case of hilach, you would swear. Not when there's a shtar. Inani, or an entirely other reason, a whole discussion why we need a second reason. Since the shtar says at least two, that two will be paid through land. And you know what? We don't swear when there's a shibud based on land. So for those two reasons, Rav Chiya says, is hilach a case of modeh b'miktsas? Absolutely. Absolutely it is. How come over here on two there will be no shvua? Well, because two's in the shtar. Two's in the shtar. Or, because since two's in the shtar, it's connected to land, and there's no shvua on land. Because it says plural. Minimum plural is two. You're admitting what's in the shtar? What could I give you a pat on the back for that? Some tried to bring a raya, not a raya, kasha from the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa is a rekiva. The rekiva omer ain el kibesh aveda pater. There's only a meshiv aveda here, and you're pater. You're pater what? You're pater on a shvua because the meshiv aveda there is no shvua. Taima, the whole reason you're pater is the amar shalosh because he said three. Hashtayim. What if you would have said two? Chayiv. You'd be chayiv in the shvua. This question doesn't make any sense because we're going to say in a minute that the shtar, how could you be chayav on a shvua? The shtar says two. So to suspend that question for a minute, chayav yichayav. For hashtar, and the shtar, kivan demodibe, since it's an admission, kihiluch dami. It's like hiluch. Right? Since the shtar says ushmamina, and what do we see? Shmamina, hiluch chayav. Hiluch is chayav on a shvua. Says the Gemara, lo memelach shtayim nami pater. Shtayim, you don't have to swear. V'ha diktoni shalosh. Then why did Rabbi Akiva say three? If he would hold, you have to swear even on. If he would hold your pater even on two, why did he say three? Again, same exact answer. Lafuki medirushir menalazar to exclude him. To amar modem mitzvah tayin yahave v'chayev. Kamash malon the meshav v'dahavi upater. By the way, hachinayim istabra. That must be correct. Tisalkadaitach shtayim chayev. If you're going to tell me that in two you have to swear. Then Bishal Hechi Patalay Rabbi Akiva. How could Rabbi Akiva ever make you putter on three? Why? Now, this next line of the Gemara is the clincher to everything. The E, why? Because hi arume koi ma'arim. The guy is going to come up with a big trick. Sarfu is going to say, I mean a shtayit. If I'm going to say two, being a shtayuve, I'm going to have to swear on that. Why? Case of hilach. Therefore, ema shalosh, I'll say three. The havi kamesh of aveda. Then I'll be like an abish of aveda. The potter, and I'll be potter. Ella, what do you see? Shmamina, shtayim nami potter. Shtayim is always also potter. Now, if all that is wonderful, Ella kashal Reb Chiya, then kashal Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said hilach is chayiv, and now we see that according to Reb Akiva it's potter. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam, no, it's different over there. The Kamasai Ale Shtara. You have a star to back it up. Inami or, Mishum Dahav Ale Shtar Shibud Karkoz, Vein Esparin Al Kafira Shibud Karkoz. Or, since it's two and it's admitted, it's connected to land and there's never a Shavu on land. Let's do a little more and then we'll stop. Masav Marzucha Breder of Nachman. Tainu Kalim Vikarkoz. If I claim you owe me Kalim and Karka. Hod de bekalim v'kafir bekarkoz. I admit the kalim, I deny the land. Or hod de bekarkoz, or I admit the land, v'kafir bekalim, I deny the kalim. Pater, I'm pater. Why? Because the admission, it's a technical reason. The admission and the claim and the admission have to be the same item. Also, by the way, pater hod de bemikzas karkoz. If I admit partial land, pater, I'm also pater. Why? You don't swear on land. Mikzas kalim, but if I admit part of the kalim, then chayiv. I'm at the chayiv on why? That's a classic case of modeh b'mikzas. Taima, the whole reason why the bekalim v'karkos, that if I make an admission on partly on kalim and karka, why am I potter? The karka lava shvuhi. Because karka, you can't swear on karka. Ha, kalim v'kalim, but if it's kalim and kalim, dumya, the kalim v'karkos, just like a case of kalim and karka, which means the kalim and karka are here. Karka is always here. It's right there. And we assume the kalim is also here, and it doesn't make a difference if it's here or not. Since it's a half admission on one item, you're not going to have to swear. Hey chidami, what's the case? Isn't it lav d'amar lehelach? Are the kalim here in Bethan? Aren't they here? And you admit on those kalim. Yeah, those kalim, that I have to pay. You know what? Here's a check. V'katani v'shmamina helach chayev. Helach is chayev. This case proves helach is chayev. Says the Gemara, low, it's not a proof. Low, emalach, kalim, kalim, nami, putter. Really, it could be in kalim, your putter. Vaha, diktani, kalim, vikarkos. So why do we single out the case of kalim, vikarka? Hakamash malon. Hod de bemikzas kalim. If you're hod de bemikzas on kalim, chayiv af ala karkos. Will make you even swear on the land. Like we said the other day. Like we said before. Sometimes there is no shavu on land. But if you're swearing anyway on something, we'll throw the land in anyway. That's why this case says kalim and karka. Does it have anything to do with halach? Nothing whatsoever to do with it. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Today's shiur is sponsored by Binyamin and Shoni Schwartz in honor of the new baby Yitzchak and the rest of the family, Tviki and Brookie. Everyone have a good day.